Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by District 28 State Representative Greg Hartzell to talk about the latest on the Iowa legislative session. The general fund estimates from the Revenue Estimating Conference were projected to be nearly $21 million lower than the December estimates, yet the House Ways and Means Committee passed a tax cut that was going to cost the state about $520 million in fiscal year 2016. For the normal person out there, when they see stuff like this, it kind of looks like this isn't right. How can anybody justify having a large tax cut?
Well, thank you, Tony. Appreciate the question. Appreciate the opportunity to speak to this. First of all, I believe that it's misleading to mingle the two issues in that way. Yes, it makes for good political rhetoric, but it also misses the point of both matters entirely. So first of all, I'd just like to address the first one. We have known from the beginning of session that it was going to be a tough budget year. With the slow economy, the state's revenue is down, and coupled with the fact that our projected increase in expenditures far exceed our projected increase in revenues. Medicaid expenses alone require that the state budget to ingest an additional $206 million. And just as you mentioned, the recently revised projected increase is only going to be $180 million, and that doesn't even come close to touching our Medicaid costs, additional Medicaid costs. We'll have to make those cuts elsewhere in the budget to come up with that money. However, of that $180 million of additional money, K-12 public education gets the first $100 million. If the legislature approves 1.25% supplemental state aid, then that leaves roughly $80 million of additional money to spread across the rest of state government, which in the whole scheme of things isn't much. So there are dozens of state agencies and programs, all with valid needs for additional money, that will see no increase in funding for this fiscal year. And just recently, arbitration delivered a substantial raise to state employees, but those departments will have to figure out how to absorb the increase since they'll be working with a status quo budget. All this to say is that 1.25% supplemental state aid is the best that the state can deliver to public schools without additional cuts elsewhere and without violating our budgeting principles. Now, moving on to the second issue and to address the issue of tax reform, the question that we need to be asking is how do we best position ourselves to grow more revenue in the future and jumpstart our sluggish economy? The bill that you referenced, which recently passed out of House Ways and Means, but in all likelihood has no chance of reaching the governor's desk this year, is intended to keep the tax reform discussion alive in our state. Now, many other states, including some of our next-door neighbors, are seriously considering tax reforms that are designed to entice people and industry to move in and contribute to the growth of their economy. Specifically, several states are migrating to a flat tax model with the goal of phasing it out altogether. States that already have these tax policies in place have experienced a robust and growing economy despite the recent nationwide recession. The principle in play here is this. When you have low taxation but a broader tax base to shoulder the burden, your tax revenue over the long term increases. But on the flip side of that, there are states that have chosen the quick and dirty route of just raising taxes to solve their budgeting problems. In doing so, they've been experiencing a decline in revenue. Why? Well, because people are voting with their feet. While they may have a higher tax rate, the people left to pay the bills soon grow weary of their tax burden. They start looking for greener pastures to either expand their business or raise their family. So the higher tax rates tend to be counterproductive in the long run. So at the heart of this tax reform proposal is this. It gives Iowans an optional flat income tax, and no one has to sign on to it. It puts more money back in the pockets of hardworking Iowans. It exempts pension income from state income tax, thus providing significant tax relief to our retirees. Nobody will see a tax increase under this proposed bill. People in every tax bracket will have the potential of seeing some sort of tax relief, and it's a proven method for spurring economic growth and maximizing long-term revenue potential in our state. So we need to keep in mind that the overall goal of this discussion is to maximize state revenue while at the same time lessening the burden on taxpayers, which only serves to benefit the stability of education funding and water quality issues, just to name a few, in the long term. My concern is if we don't continue to keep this discussion alive and recognize that the conversation is happening already in other states, then we run the risk of getting left behind economically.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, District 28 State Representative Greg Hartzell, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.